This is Matt Graham with the MBS Live Market Update. Last week was a little bit rough for the bond market. It was a hotly anticipated one with respect to economic data. The previous week was shortened by the Good Friday holiday, and there wasn't much going on in the first place. So there was a lot of anticipation for the economic data that comes out on Jobs Week. It's not always just about the jobs report, but also you have both of the ISM reports typically, as well as job openings and labor turnover survey, JOLTS. And there was a little bit of an impact from all of the above, although the biggest impact was that first Monday back from a 3.5-day weekend, the first day of a new month, a new quarter. There was a lot of trade flow momentum, sort of a nebulous term to refer to trading that occurs that doesn't have anything to do necessarily with economic data or scheduled events. So there was selling right out of the gate as positions were squared. There was rumor about increased options activity in treasuries. And then the economic data on Monday morning came out in such a way that pushed rates even higher. This wasn't exclusively an issue of ISM Manufacturing's headline, although it did move back over the 50 mark, which indicates expansion rather than contraction. It was also about the prices paid component, which came out at 55.8 versus 52.5 last time. The rest of the economic data leading up to the jobs report was less eventful. JOLTS the following morning was really close to consensus, not a big market mover. And ADP employment did have a little bit of a negative impact on rates, as did the S&P PMI data on Wednesday morning. But 15 minutes later, ISM non-manufacturing came out weaker than expected, and the prices component came out at the lowest level in at least several years. And the rest of the day was spent tuning into Fed Chair Powell's speech at Stanford. It did generally good things for the bond market. And we ended the day fairly close to that 4.32 technical level in 10-year Treasury yields. Things got even better on Thursday. Yields were actually able to move briefly back below 4.32, but it was off to the races toward higher yields on Friday morning with a super strong jobs report. NFP non-farm payrolls came out at 303 versus a 200K consensus. Unemployment rate ticked down 0.1. And bonds sold off moderately. Again, not a huge sell-off, but it did mark a shift in momentum, or at least a shift from sort of sideways to slightly lower yields heading into the middle of the week to a move higher that has continued into the current week. And there was follow-through selling in the overnight session that was not tied to economic data overnight, even though economic data in Europe was not friendly. Heading into this week, it is all about CPI, the Consumer Price Index. That's coming out Wednesday morning. And the only other things to call attention to would be the Treasury auction cycle Tuesday through Thursday, and then the Fed minutes on Wednesday afternoon. That said, there have been so many Fed speeches, and their communication has been so transparent and blunt that there really couldn't be any major surprises in the minutes. And even if the minutes did say something interesting, that's 3 weeks ago, and we've heard from most Fed speakers since then, and there's really no doubt as to what they're saying. So what are they saying? Well, they're still planning on cutting rates in 2024, but that still depends on data falling into shape with respect to inflation. A few of them have mentioned it's possible they could even hike rates if inflation data reaccelerates. But in general, things are just too resilient to move ahead with rate cuts right now. They still think that's going to happen. But if it doesn't, they are not in a hurry to cut, with the economy still apparently firing on sufficient cylinders. That's going to do it for this week. Back to you.